during our discussion in our meeting, we were looking at this as maybe an opportunity to, as Heather was saying, to get additional support and to look at maybe expanding our platforms. We can, and I think that even if it's done with cell phones and handheld camera recorders, because, I mean, we get that kind of information from the Middle East, and it seems to work okay, that this could be added to our website and can be the kind of thing that we can point to as we're soliciting funding to say, now, if you give us some money, we can do this up real nicely. And so that's something I think that we can add on there. We're looking also insofar as the website to engage more closely with PRA and be able to look at democracy movements through time and being able to put that kind of context on it, which is one of the things that I think Pacifica is uniquely capable of being able to do. And I think, and we're looking at also as a option to have hopefully a website, a robust website staffer, so that the website can be amped up a bit and, you know, can be even more attractive and useful. And, you know, I think that the stations can find some very useful material through the audio port, through the website, that may be good for broadcasting. We've had a some engagement with the January 11th situation pertaining to the 10th anniversary of Guantanamo Bay. We had coverage in regard to that, and I would hope that we could do something. I'd contacted Arlene and John Hughes with regard to January 17th, which will be the Occupy Congress time frame, and I think that we may want to be handling some broadcasting, hopefully live, from that group, because that is supposed to be bringing together a lot of people from around the country, as my understanding is on this matter. And so I think that those are things that would be helpful to note on this, and we're looking forward. I didn't check with Ursula to see how it's coming along, but we're looking forward to having some orientation materials for the PNB at the in-person meeting. Thank you very much.
Stack,
any questions
time.
Or concerns?
Yeah, Alex?
This is Nia Summer.
Alex, I was on mute. I'm sorry. Alex, and did I hear Carolyn?
Nia, I think.
Nia.
Okay, sorry. Alex and then Nia, and we're probably way past time, so Alex, please.
Okay. I want to congratulate the affiliates for taking this initiative. However, it also points to a problem we at Pacifica have in coordinating our activities. And I brought this up when the topic came up at the last meeting. WBAI has had its own program devoted to Occupy Wall Street, and we've been, and it's, you know, this is happening, this was happening in our backyard, and it's still happening, and we've been covering it almost from the beginning. So I don't understand why this initiative is going forward without any kind of coordination or attempt to involve WBAI in it. I mean, it points to an institutional problem we have. I'm not blaming any individuals about this, but we really need some much better coordination in terms of national programming. We have to stop thinking of the affiliates as a separate universe. And although I'm very pleased at this initiative, I really think it would have been much better had there been some common work done on this.
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Go,
I'll put you on back, Teresa. One moment, please. And please, only people who haven't yet spoken before I come back for any second round. And I'm sorry, Nia, you haven't spoken on this topic, correct?
No, I have not.
Thank you. Nia's next, and then Teresa. Thank you.
Okay. On at our last call, I asked about WMXP, which is a Fizz station that serves, I guess, the predominantly black community, that they're in jeopardy of losing. It's in jeopardy of losing its license. And you guys said, Heather and Campbell, that it would be discussed in that Saturday meeting. What was there? Any discussion? And if there what was the, you know?
I have to admit a failing on that. I'm sorry, Nia. And also, Afia had called me on my cell phone, which has been kind of on acting peculiar, and I'll be giving Afia a call tomorrow and seeing what we can do in terms of coordinating on something. That's a very serious situation.
I'm sorry. You were answering Nia's question. Is that correct, Campbell?
Yes, that's what I was doing.
Okay,
I don't know if also with regard to what Alex was saying, I don't know if Heather has any additional information on that, but, you know, I'm thinking that with all of the folks who are in New York and Mark and everything, that there is some coordination taking place. I just can't recall if it has been explicitly addressed, but apparently Alex is aware that there isn't any coordinate, or that it's inadequate, or at least it's not being communicated well, and that's something that we need to look into as well.
This is Heather. I just want to mention quickly that Alex, the program, what we're doing is getting content from affiliate stations. It is basically being produced under WBAI. And there would be no reason for why any station, any Pacifica station, could not contribute content to this program. So we need to just explore that. I need to talk with Mark about this and see what's been done with WBAI altogether. So I'll report back to you about that. And, Nia, we have not had a full affiliates task force meeting yet.
Do you wish to be recognized, Afia?
I do.
Okay, I've got Teresa next on the stack, and then I'll put you right after Teresa, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would just like to say that the staff meets every week with Arlene, and the general manager at WBAI, after some effort, we got Ursula on these calls, too. I mean, for a long time, the general managers were meeting, and Ursula wasn't invited. But when Ursula says that she's doing something like this, the general managers certainly have the option of saying, hey, let's do something that's coordinated. Let's not duplicate effort. So, I'm probably thinking that the general manager at WBAI was aware of it. You know, it didn't consider it a duplication of effort. I hope that all of the stations are programming the Sprout show, which I think is a very good show. And I think you ought to, I would hope that Arlene would encourage our stations to cover Sprout, which is a very superior collaborative effort. And I think it's a very interesting show. And I guess my one of the questions I might have for Afia is, have you mentioned this concern on the GRC list? Because when stations have problems, the GRC people usually have suggestions.
Kathy on the stack.
Afia and then Kathy, please. Go ahead, Afia.
To answer your question, Teresa, quite frankly, I've been so traumatized by this whole thing that, frankly, I have not. But now that you've mentioned it, I'll make it a point to do so. Thank you for calling that to my consciousness. With regard to Sprouts becoming the 99 percent report. I, as an affiliate, I think that Sprouts historically has served a very useful purpose, and I hate to see that lost, especially in light of the fact that, that the Occupy Wall Street initiative is not the only thing going on in this country, number two. And three, I would associate myself with the comments that that Alex made. It seems to me that the Occupy initiative is much larger than just what I'm hearing as happening, and it's not only is it much larger than Sprouts, but it's also a much needed opportunity for the kind of cross-pollination between structural cross-pollination between the sister stations and the affiliates, so that the Pacifica footprint is enhanced, and the relationships, the working relationship between us and Pacifica is strengthened. There was a fourth point that, that I wanted to make. I would urge that if the if there is going to be a broadcast of the Occupy
Congress,
that it's given the same level of attention that most normal, most national broadcasts are given, and that affiliates have an opportunity to participate in it, but that the quantum and quality of it is consistent with the Pacifica brand. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I respond for a moment?
I'm sorry,
briefly?
Campbell? No, Campbell, we're way over time on this item. I would just like to let the last person on the stack finish, and if you want to have a finishing remark,
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I have a question. And that
okay,
is,
go ahead.
Thank you. My apologies. I got lost in my own thoughts.
Not at all.
That is what is the record of what stations are picking up on this and using it? What's the record keeping so that we even can evaluate the usefulness of this project?
Thank you. Heather or Campbell, briefly, if you would just to address that, and if you don't have the answer tonight, please say so.
Ursula is pretty much keeping up on the audio port because it's going on the audio port. So I don't know if I have the current records, but apparently I think it's something like 30 stations around the country have picked it up so far, or maybe more than that. It's more than that. But I'll have to get that to everyone. But Ursula was impressed with how quickly people were picking it up.
Sure. Well, it's a topic of intense international interest, and I'm glad you're all doing that. And the more we do everywhere, better. Let's occupy the radio. And thank you. If you can get whatever information back statistically to the board, I'm sure everyone will appreciate knowing how that's going. And Kathy, I do believe you had something to. You also wish to be on the stack, correct?
That's correct. Thank
Please.
You.
Thank you.
I just wanted to refresh some of the discussion that went into all of these Occupy projects, such as they were. The Occupy Wall Street Radio in New York City is doing fairly well also among the affiliates, so I don't have an exact count. There are quite a number of stations taking it down every day. But I also wanted to point out that the Occupy Everywhere concept was introduced through WBAI into the management conversations, but it wasn't picked up really as a network-wide program, perhaps because the resources aren't there, I don't know. But I think Ursula picked up on the idea and ran with it, and you know, that's the way it works sometimes. You just have to be able to direct it. But I think moving forward, it would be very, very useful if we could put together some projects that indeed did include the work at the various stations coming together into a national project. And I really think that that needs to be focused on as well as including and promoting the affiliates program.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, very good. So we're at time on all of this. Is there anything that needs to be added, or are we good and we can move on? Okay, very good. Thank you, everyone. Very interesting discussion. I look forward to seeing where we go with this. Bill, could you please tell us what's next on the agenda?
Next is Archive Committee or Task Force, and I don't know who the chair is.
You know, since the archives reside in my station's building, and I know from talking to the director of our archives, Brian DeShazer, I believe this is one of those committees that has languished on many a term, this being one of them as well. I don't even, I have nothing to say there except I don't think anything has really happened with that committee. If someone knows differently, task force, it's not even a committee. But he's told me from past experience that frequently it is a rather neglected place, which is a shame because the archives is definitely one of our gems. And perhaps if we could clean up some of our other housekeeping, we could spend some more time doing stuff that would be helpful there. But if anyone has any...
Okay.
I don't think anyone else is going to add to that. That's really the information I have, and I'm here in
LA. I would like to say something. Can you hear
Go
me?
Ahead. Teresa, please.
I would say that, it is just a task force. I think that the downward turn started when we asked Brian DeShazer to chair. Because...
Oh.
I think the job, and this happened several years ago. I think the job of these task forces and the job of us is to help the staff, not have the staff do all the work and, like, provide reports for us. I mean, it's great if you have a number of people that are on the same page and can promote the archives fundraiser, for example. I found it very informative, very useful, and there were people on there that really had a lot of archives experience, and it was wonderful. And we were doing some promoting of Pacifica at different events. That's what it takes. It's just some people that want to help rather than have Brian.
And Teresa, you're speaking from previous years, correct?
Yes.
Not from this current term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I agree with you entirely that a staff member should not be tasked with being the chair of a committee or a task force which belongs to the board. We should be assisting, not burdening. So
that we need to set some goals to, maybe set clearer goals as to what we're going to do on the committees rather than, just be deciders and, get information.
Indeed. Very good, and I think there's plenty of room at our in-person meeting for a discussion of committee's task force and not overextenuating ourselves as so many different subgroups that we are unable to meet those commitments effectively and do things which are helpful to the network on the committees. So that's a discussion in which I don't even mind making some time for in the agenda for our in-person meetings so that we're more productive next year. I think Archives Task Force is... I think you
could
tell us what's next on the agenda, please.
Okay, next is audit. I guess that means that the motion that I thought was Campbell's, that we talked about it during agenda approval.
You're talking about this audit committee, and I'm not on this audit committee.
Yes, is it the audit committee? I'm not sure how we would have gotten back to audit committee if we had continued forward, because I gave a long set of audit committee reports, admittedly. A month and a half
ago.
It's next
alphabetically in the committee list.
Oh, I got you. I thought we had continued forward on those committees that we had not yet gotten to, but that's fine.
We got through them all.
Oh, my God, I'm shocked. Okay, thank you. Where we are at is there's an audit committee meeting next week, I believe on the 16th. Ross Wisdom, our independent auditor, was retained and has been conducting the audit, has been out to Berkeley for conducting field audit, as Laverne had said, and we'll be coming on the audit committee call next week to discuss with the audit committee the progress of the audit thus far. I've been in
regular communication with him regarding any further needs that he has, and he's been working with the national office and with Lynn and with LaVarne to obtain the various documents and confirmations. Any audit is a relatively lengthy process and involves confirmations from banks, attorneys, et cetera, and he will be coming into KPFK a day early to do field audit work at K the day before our in-person meeting, and then we'll present the draft audit thus far on Friday of our meeting, and hopefully make some time to also do some overview on budget issues for us, because that was requested by certain members. And we're also asking, giving an opportunity for the CFO to come on the audit committee next week as well and give her insights into what's going on with the present audit. And that's where we are at. I've been requested to get a legal opinion as to a matter from the audit committee, from our attorney, which I'll be giving back to the audit committee next week. And I apologize, but I am neither in front of a computer nor home, and I do not have minutes from the last meeting, but that's approximately where we're at right now. So, and any questions? Okay, Bill, what else? What do we have next?
Madam Chair, could you talk about the task force for racism, sexism? I'm sorry, I've been going in and out of this. I'm at work.
Sure, Andrea. I don't think so. No, we're going. It seems alphabetically. No, we're not there
yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Okay, Bill. Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, I just
Bill,
explain what I did. Is that I think development was the only committee or task force that provided a report or any motions. So I just put them all in alphabetical order and listed 5 minutes each, unless I know of something that they had to report. But anyway, coordinating committee's next.
Thank you. And if Andrea has something to report from racism and sexism, it's been a long time since we've heard from that committee, so I'd be happy to hear from it if we can get through our agenda. So thank you. Go ahead, Bill, your coordinating committee.
Okay, right. We haven't met, and that's basically we have several times, but we didn't meet quorum.
Yes.
And so it's difficult with my personal schedule and everything else to try to continue to get people together. And I would like to submit at the in-person meeting at least what we had worked on.
Of course, please submit an informal report to the in-person
meeting. And I'll just try to have that, I'll try to email that ahead of time. So that we could at least know what we were working on and what direction, in case anyone else would like to bring up, try to carry forward. I think it's a task force that's really needed, but unfortunately with personnel and just recently catching up on fund development and understanding what that committee's all about, it's just been a heavier load. So I just wanted to let you know. I'll at least get the minutes or the report out on what we were working on so that we can still move it forward in the next cycle. Okay?
Thank you, Andrea. And, just as a side note here, that's part of that discussion I want to have on task force committees. Other people have brought it up on quorum issues. It is very disappointing for some people to repeatedly try to conduct business by making phone calls. Getting on phone calls and never being able to move forward. So I think we'll just make some time to discuss that as a group and figure out a working plan going forward so that we accomplish things. And as a note to other people in the same position, please feel free to create a report that says what has occurred this year, even if you didn't meet quorum and even if you aren't able to achieve the goals that one would hope for the committee. If there's something to report back to the group, it would be helpful just so we know what's going on, okay? So please, by all means,
great.
Feel free to create a report so that we have something to work with. Thank you. And okay, and Bill, I didn't mean to get us out of order there. If you would go ahead, please, with the coordinating committee report.
Well, that's okay. I think you covered it in your board report. It's mostly the preparations for the in-person meeting. That's why I didn't have a report.
Oh.
I knew you would cover that.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Unless anybody has questions about that.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, very good. And, we will be working on local volunteer transportation to pick everybody up and drop you all off. And it doesn't matter if you come into LAX or Burbank, whichever works for you all. Just just get here, please. Get us your plans, sir. What's
yeah,
next
let me
on the
throw out one thing. If you know, we have another meeting next week to finalize things for the agenda. So if anybody has any suggestions for the agenda, be sure to send it in. And one of the things I had suggested was having some sort of a workshop, probably the first day, on sort of helping us figure out how we can be more effective as a board.
Yes, thank you, Bill. And just to echo what Bill is saying, also motions, committee reports, anything you want to go into the board book. You know the routine, folks. We got to have the stuff, and we got to have it in the next few days. And I did, it seems to me, crazily volunteer to try and see if we couldn't get somebody from one of these nice nonprofits to give us a little bit of, just a little briefer for some things applicable to nonprofits. So I will see in the midst of coordinating all the other details if that's still something that can be accomplished in time for our in-person board meeting. Okay. So.
Point of information.
Right. Yes, Teresa.
Can you tell me, where do you want the information about our flight and whether or not when we need accommodation and our food? Who do you want that sent to? Christine Yera?
No, I'm coordinating all of this, Teresa. Okay, your flight goes to Becky Leong, and she automatically copies me on everyone's itinerary. All room and food information needs to come directly to me. I'm the one planning our menu and accommodations and giving a list to the hotel, and I'm coordinating with Chris so the office is on the same page, but I'm directly coordinating every aspect of it, so please, please send it to me. And you did, Teresa, so thank you. But as soon as you book your travel with Becky, she copies the national office, she copies Chris, she copies me as well. So I will have your itineraries, and then we can coordinate the pick-up and drop-off schedules, okay?
No problem.
So, please, thank you so much. Bill, what's next on the agenda, please? Are we at time?
Okay,
I'm not looking at... Where are we at?
Just about, yeah. So, okay. The Homeless Task Force, 10 minutes, Heather... And there's a motion on publicists, so you may read it, or let Heather can read it, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. And I'm going to ask for Tracy to chime in here as well, if possible, because this came out of KPFA, as well as other members of the Development Task Force. In our meeting this week, we passed this. It's something that is mentioned in this. It's something that passed unanimously at the KPFA LSB. And it is that the PNB authorizes acquiring 6 unpaid publicists within 30 days of the present date to work at each of the 5 stations and 1 head publicist to coordinate at the national office. That's the motion. I just want to give everyone a little bit of a background about why we were supportive of this. And it's because in the development committee for a while now, we've been talking about the need to get more information out about the Pacific Foundation, about the Pacific stations and its affiliate stations around the country, in terms of press releases, op-ed pieces, being more of a part of social media and so forth, so that then in terms of development, it makes it easier for us to fundraise if we're getting more information out. The history and the great work is there, but we feel that we need to get it out to folks beyond our radio listening audience, into the mainstream press, into the black press, grassroots press, and so forth. So we were pleased when we saw that this was on the agenda the other day. Maybe it had been on for a while. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But anyway, we were pleased that it was there, and we supported it as well. We passed it in our meeting this week. So any comments or questions or...
Kathy for the staff.
Okay, Kathy, and I'm sorry, was there someone before you? I was unmuting. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. So, Kathy, then Lydia. And
yeah,
Laura.
Bruce.
All right. Bruce, I'm sorry, who was that? Bruce?
Yes.
Okay, Bruce. Okay, so Kathy, Lydia, Bruce, and then who else? Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Kathy.
I like the idea of hiring all these people, but I'm wondering how would we possibly pay for it? And I was wondering if there's anything in the motion that would suggest how it would actually be realistically paid for.
Is that Kathy?
Kathy, yes.
Kathy, actually, the motion calls for unpaid publicists. So one of the things that we've had a discussion about in our development committee is looking for interns, we're looking for communications students or something like this. But, you know, it's a matter of putting our head together. But I need to say, though, that another thing that we've been doing in the development committee is that we've been having a discussion about how we could, in fact, pay for a publicist, particularly in the national office, somebody to be involved both in development and communication. We have been talking about that. In fact, we had a meeting this past week with Denise Seth with the American Forum in Washington, who is involved in communication stuff on that very discussion. So we're working it. We're heading in that direction. But what we're saying is that the need is great, and we'd just like to see about getting some people in place to at least begin writing some press releases or op-ed pieces or something about the work of Pacifica.
Okay, thank you.
Lydia,
go ahead, please. Yes, I have worked professionally in this area and also just in my activism, where one of the best groupings that I ever had was a media committee with actual journalists, professional journalists, who are able, you know, who voluntarily would knock off a press release immediately. And this was all done, again, as volunteers. But I think we have to take some practical steps first. We don't even have, like, infrastructures at any of the stations that I know of for this. In fact, Summer and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, just the basic press list. And that's something that we could collectively work on. Somebody has to start, get the ball rolling, where, like, I would dig out, let's say, my national press list, and then everybody chimes in with all of their local press so that we can identify individuals. So there are some concrete projects that we can work on online, so then as we get people, we at least have advanced the process. And yes, I absolutely think we should deal with volunteers in this area first. And the discussion of actually hiring a publicist is a different conversation, I think, to be held down the road.
Thank you, Lydia.
May I say something?
Is that Teresa? I can put you on SAC.
Yes.
Bruce is next, and I'll put you on SAC, and I'll put myself on SAC too, since I'm a member of the development committee. I know I missed this last meeting because I was at the same frat committee, but Bruce, and then Teresa, and then I'll say something. Go ahead.
And Marcel.
Okay. Oh, Marcel, of course. Okay, go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to, first of all, I don't question the fact that one of the big things we have to do in Pacifica and at the local stations is publicity, marketing, and promotion of ourselves is very important. However, I do want to go back to the issue of cost, because personally, even if the recruited publicists themselves are volunteers, still there's going to be time for somebody, and I assume if someone on the paid staff is going to have to do the search and recruiting for the volunteers, that means they'll be spending their time, which might have been spent somewhere else. That's time we're paying for. And then the volunteers still have to be supervised. You can't just let them go on their own. So that means probably a paid staff person, you know, doing some supervision, and that's a cost too. I'm not saying that to say that we shouldn't be doing this, but I am saying that this ought to be, needs to go into a budget in order to be accounted for, and just suddenly doing it in the middle of the year, which this motion seems to, at least to me, the way I read it, would mean that this has got to be done right away, and I don't think we're, you know, prepared for that. Second of all, it does seem a little draconian when it comes to ordering the, even though it's a good idea generally, to order the stations to have to immediately do this within 30 days. I know at our station particularly, we have a lot of challenges going on right now. And, you know, we're probably to some extent overwhelmed as it is. To ask management at this point to stop and take this on because they have to get it done within 30 days, to me just seems really unfair. And perhaps, you know, a motion like this would have been better if there had been cross-consultation with the general managers and or whoever would be responsible at the stations to find out, you know, their input on how this could be carried out. So what I'm saying is, as written right here, personally, I'd have to vote no on this motion.
Thank you, Bruce. Teresa?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. When we were in Washington, D.C. and New York, Andrea Katz said that she had, 10, 12 interns, and some of them were for a year, and they were doing, many of them were doing research on big donors, and some of them were doing, like, web page, and some of them were doing, you know, Facebook and other social media. I mean, we just have to have someone that's knowledgeable enough to seek out interns. And we're also discussing writing a grant to find somebody to coordinate this on a temporary basis as a collaborative thing to get it started. So, I mean, I personally know of two people that are working on writing degrees that are kind of looking for projects. I mean, it's just a shame that, like, Arlene is doing it all by herself. If you can't do it, you can't do it, but we won't know unless we try. And we even have some people on this national board that have some experience writing grants, and it would be nice if some of us tried to write a grant for Pacifica Foundation. KPFT just got a $50,000 grant through the Houston Endowment, and it's a shame. It's a shame that the national board can't help our national, you know, foundation do something similar. And I think that we ought to have a session and talk about this at the national board meeting, at the face-to-face meeting. And let me also put a challenge out there, and I've got to put it in writing, but I would like all of our board members to write a story, a personal story, about the impact of the Pacifica Foundation on them or on someone else. Write it up and bring it to the national board meeting, and we will Heather and I will select a winner, and we will find a prize selected especially for you. So put your thinking caps on and write a compelling story. I know they're out there, so many of them, and that I think that we should, you know, put that in our grant application because we impact so many people's lives. It's really compelling. Thank you for listening.
Carolyn on the staff, please.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. I'm going to take Carolyn, and I'm not going to say as much as I was going to say. I just wanted to say briefly, in the Development Committee, we have already discussed the need to break down the component parts necessary to effectuate a publicity, including the consolidation of our various press lists into one master list or sending out press releases about things that the network or the board or particular stations are doing, as well as other aspects of publicity and the need to deploy various volunteers on them. So, I mean, there has been some extensive discussion as to the different component parts required to make some of these things work, whether or not, you know, they're contained in the motion as presented. So this is not the first time anybody on the Development Committee has been thinking about the fact that those different aspects need to occur in order to be effective. Carolyn?
Yes, I just want to remind us ourselves that there is a standing motion of long standing that any proposal that comes to the board should come with a cost-effective analysis. If it's not going to cost money, that should be explained why and how. If it's going to cost time of staff already on a payroll, or if we're going to have to hire people or have expenses related to interns, administrating interns, those things should all be spelled out. So it would be nice if we could do that. And I know some of us, we've forgotten that. It's been around for a long time. But it would help a lot if the people writing motions could estimate the cost and attach it so the board members would have some idea of how much it's going to cost us.
Thank you, Carolyn. And I apologize, Marcel. I forgot that you are on stack. Please forgive me.
And Nia Summer.
No problem.
Nia and Marcel, forgive me, ladies. I'm driving again. I apologize. My attention was distracted. Go ahead. Marcel.
We'll be on to. This is Bill.
And then
Bill,
okay. And then the stack is closed, folks. It's about time, unless it's really urgent. So, Marcel, Nia, Bill.
Okay. I think it would be good if we exploited some of our existing relationships. We have a very good relationship with a well-read online website called Op-Ed News. If you Google frequently read liberal websites, we already have a relationship with them. And it would be very good if we, I think you've been quoted in it and Arlene's been quoted in it. And I know the editor there, and he's agreed that anything that we can cross-link on, he'd be happy to post there. And I know he does a lot of work with Occupy Wall Street. If we could develop those relationships and pull them in, it would be very helpful, and it wouldn't cost us anything to go back to Carolyn's point. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Marcel. Nia, go ahead, please.
Has there been a screening process for these people? How are these people going to be chosen?
Neil, your point is well taken. I understand. If Tracy's on, Tracy, are you here? Is Tracy on the call?
Yes, I am, Heather.
I think you were mentioning, where is it, KPFA already has a publicist? What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, I can go over the derivation of motion really quickly. It was Rico Ross in Los Angeles in the 2009 PNB before, is it 2009? No, I'm sorry, in the 2010 PNB. It was passed unanimously by the KPFK LSB, not by the KPFA LSB. That's an error in the agenda. When Rico left the board at the end of 2010, there were some possibilities to keep motions alive if they picked up a new sponsor. So I did, in fact, agree to sponsor it more or less at his request, so it could remain on the agenda and the board might move it forward this year. That, of course, did not happen until now. So thank you for taking it up in the development committee. Basically, at the time, I think that Rico and I were both concerned with the total lack of publicity most Pacifica stations do. That hasn't substantially improved, but at least three of the stations are now putting out newsletters on a regular basis to their members. I know WBAI, KPFK, and KPFA, which just started in December, are doing so. Perhaps the other two stations are. I haven't seen the newsletters, but I hope that they would consider doing that. So at least there's some communication going out to our membership about what's on the radio and what's going on via online communication. Basically, in order to put the projects together at certainly KPFK and KPFA, and I think this is true to BAI to an extent, some volunteer help was recruited from people who felt confident that they knew how to work with online newsletters. So to some degree, as I said, you know, station management, when they were trying to meet these challenges, has gone and recruited folks in the community to help them, which is really all that this motion was trying to encourage. So the question is whether the motion is still helpful, whether we want to continue to encourage that, or whether we want to sort of add some meat to it, or whether people think that it's not a good idea that this is happening and they want to discourage it. But I would say that sort of on an impromptu ad hoc basis, some of the stuff the motion was trying to encourage has been going on informally at least some of the stations.
This is Heather. I would just like to add
I
appreciate Carolyn making a comment, of course, about the finances and also Bruce's comments. I'm inclined to agree with that. I need to tell everyone that while we're concerned that we feel that it's necessary to really start publicizing and communication just generally about the work of Pacifica, that we are beginning to look at ways that we can find some money to pay someone to do this. But I do agree that if you have an intern, it does take somebody's time to monitor that intern's work, and then somebody has to look at what they're written and so forth. There is definitely a cost involved. So I'm inclined to agree that that's something that we should look at. Whether or not we consider this motion tonight as a board, that's one thing, but I do think that we could go back and we could do that financial analysis for sure. I don't have any problem with that, but it's a good idea.
Thank you, Heather.
Get to the stack.
Bill was next,
after Nia,
and then Ken.
Ken, to the stack. Did you get me?
I heard you, Ken. Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
Just look quickly. The motion says the PNB authorizes acquiring the publicist. It doesn't say requires. And so I think I support it. I think it's a good idea. If the station can't do it, they're too busy doing other things, that's all right. They can do it when they can.
Is that all, Bill? Bill?
Yeah, sorry, I muted myself again. Yeah, that's all.
you were so prompt with the mute, you're already gone. Thank you so much. Ken, go ahead, please, and then we should probably move on. Thank you.
I'm sorry, my phone got disconnected, but if we have a motion to support the station doing outreach with, or the stations and the network doing outreach with e-newsletters and to make them more professional and accurate, I completely support that. You know, I'm encouraged by any effort of an e-newsletter going out. But,
Thank you, Ken.
But I'm just concerned that sometimes people have an attitude of their own past experience and they don't look up for relevance of the current genre, like to see what is standard practice for e-newsletters. And so it would be good if there was some guidance, but not to discourage any creativity or initiative. I'm sorry, I didn't know what the motion was, but I support e-newsletters.
I believe it's more geared towards publicists. Thank you, Ken.
Summer, this is Nia. I just have a quick question.
Yes, Nia, please.
Is there any way that we could get, like, the process down before we approve this tonight, like the selection process? It's a good idea. I like it. But I think it needs to be fleshed out more.
Are you moving to refer it back to committee for further evaluation and fleshing out, as it were?
Yeah, and to come with the selection process and all of that, because I know they mentioned there's a newsletter who comes from the development director, so that's being done. You know, just the selection process, if we have people that are going to be representing the foundation, I think as the governance body that we need to have more details. So
you are moving to refer to committee to articulate the selection process and
Yes.
Okay, and I suppose it's probably reasonable to put in Carolyn's suggestion regarding a cost assessment. Is that acceptable to you that we refer to committee for? Okay, thank you. Is there a second? Do I have a second?
Second. Yes, I second.
Second.
Okay, may I have a name for the second, please?
Andrea.
Andrea, thank you. Turner, second. Thank you. Is there any objection to referring it back to this is the development committee, correct, for further fleshing out and
Carolyn on the point, please.
Sure, Carolyn, please.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Bill's point that we don't want to kill it with over bureaucratizing it, even though I suggested the finances question be addressed loosely at least. It does encourage stations. It doesn't require or mandate. And I'd like to see that language left in, and perhaps the stations, the committee, could just give it back to us in one meeting so that it doesn't drag on forever with too much detail. I don't want to make that an amendment.
May I understand what it is you're driving at exactly, Carolyn? You mean to just...
let's not send it back for too much detail. The motion encourages the stations to do this. It doesn't mandate it, and so it doesn't need to be fleshed out right down to the last T.
Okay, well, let me...
This is Heather. Summer, can I just respond to that quickly? I know we spent a lot of time on this, but just
quickly.
Quickly.
Once we get to something, let's try to handle it. Go ahead, please.
Just quickly, I just want everyone to know that this is not going away. This is what we've been talking about quite a bit. We were just pleased that this motion suddenly seemed to appear before us. But we've been talking with the American Forum. I know I've talked with a lot of folks on the board about this. This is the American Forum that they're involved in communications all over the country. Actually, they have a great list. So we've been talking with them about how we want to proceed with this. And so this is definitely on our agenda. We'll come back with the board with something else.
Makes sense. How do I put this? As a practical matter, as everyone sees, it can take a year to get to a motion, which is elaborate on. Is there a desire to approve this with a proviso that requests that the development committee
like approved pending the development committee providing this further information. I'm making this as an administrative suggestion that when something is simply referred back to committee, it may well be quite further on in the term of this upcoming year before we revisit the issue. So I'm simply throwing that out there, actually probably towards you as the maker, but for the entire board in terms of we could approve motion.
I just move that as you outline it, Summer. I will move that we approve it provisionally with the understanding that it will come back to us with details.
Pending the provision of this additional information regarding selection process, cost, et cetera.
We have the in-person meeting. That's what I was referring to, not for it to be for the whole.
Okay, well, you know, Nia, I'm just a practical person. Okay, so, well, if you put that specific time in there that you are only referring it back to committee to bring it back on the floor at the in-person meeting, is that what you are suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, if the in-person meeting is managed efficiently, it's something important. We have 4 days to carry
okay.
it on.
Okay, so let me go back to Heather. Heather, do you think the in-person meeting being only a couple of weeks away, that reasonably some of this information might be fleshed out a little bit, sufficient to perhaps get this passed at that meeting?
Let's say yes to that. Yeah, let's just go ahead with that. Makes sense. We can
do
that.
Do you have a second then to that motion, and then move both that
motion? Then we would be approving it then. I'm happy. I always do my very best to get to what we say we're going to get to on the agenda. So this is not a controversial thing. I think we all agree we could use more and better recognition in the community through good publicity. So is there any objection to referring this back to committee, but to bring it back up on
information
in-person meeting?
Wait a minute. This is Bruce.
Bruce?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not objecting per se, but I do want to say that I disagree with what Bill says when he says that the way the motion's written right now, it's only encouraging. Because it's telling the stations that they have to act within 30 days. That doesn't sound like just encouragement. So as long as when this gets worked on, when it goes back to the committee to be worked on a little bit, they make it a little bit clearer that this is, that no one's being forced to do this, that they can work on it, try and make this happen within the actual ability of the station. And not on any timetable. Is that all right?
Okay, great. Thank you, Bruce. Okay, so that's more positive feedback. Heather, you and Teresa and I are all, and Campbell, are all on the development committee. So let's try a meeting between now and then on the phone and do some work in between to see what can be. But if there's no objection to referring this back.
Point of information.
Is that Bill?
Hello. Yeah. Are we referring it to the committee, or are we postponing consideration to the in-person meeting? Because
well, it's really
our secretary is going to need to get the motion right.
She got started as a referral and then moved on to a postponement. Nia, how do you wish to phrase this? As a postponement of consideration until the in-person meeting, and we hope the committee fleshes it out until then? I mean, we've gone all over the place here. What do we want to do here?
Yes, for it and to come back with the details about the selection process. And
okay.
Like Bruce said, I agree with Bruce. Is it mandatory? Is it not mandatory? All the things that we mentioned to come back with one clean document for approval.
Okay, thank you. Okay, postponement of consideration is what it is. And Andrea, you were the second. Is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, very good. All right, so for our secretary's sake and everyone else's clarity, this is a postponement of consideration to the in-person board meeting, hoping to have a fuller fleshing out of the selection process, cost analysis, anything that would be helpful to tell us how this would work and taking into consideration members' concerns about management mandates. So for the development committee to go work on this a little more and bring it back at the in-person meeting. Is there any objection to that? Okay, very good. Hearing none, thank you all. Okay, so that's what it is. Let's all try to have a meeting between now and then and flesh this out a bit, okay? What's next on the agenda, Bill? Because I think we're probably at time and are going to have to go into executive session.
Yeah, elections committee, Carolyn, yeah, and we're we're really about time for the meeting.
Okay. Carolyn, can you briefly give us some?
Yes, I can.
What's coming from Elections Committee, and then we'll go on into executive session. Okay.
Yes, I certainly will. Thank you. The Elections Committee, excuse me, has several items. One of them is an RSP for a national elected supervisor. We're asking for proposals for most likely a hybrid election combining paper and electronic balloting from companies that can do either or both. And we have a task force or a work group actually working on database integrity. The big issue there is getting each station to create and maintain an unpaid staff list. That always seems to be the sticking point at elections. So we're really trying to get individual stations to create that. We have Otis is working on there is an electronic database being created, the staff registry, and we hope that that will be ready for general managers to plug into and have a database that can actually be updated. The next problem, we have a timeline, and we're trying to flesh out the next year so that we can coordinate with various stations and cooperate and not compete with their fund drives. Excuse my voice. So that's going to be an issue. And we need really more volunteers to help us do outreach, engage the current membership, get new members, and make sure that we have more members, and collect, above all, we have to start collecting their email addresses. So that means, and I think, Heather, maybe I will talk to you because I would like to work on this committee a little bit, see if we can't coordinate, and anything that goes out to members, ask in some way that we get in return a working email address so that in case we want to do electronic balloting, we'll have something ready. I think WBI, for instance, only has less than two-thirds of its members on email, and probably most of them have email addresses. We just don't access them or know what they are. So finding those and getting them is going to be the next big push. And I would really like to have anybody listening to this who would like to take point at your station and help coordinate some of these efforts with the staff so that the staff doesn't get two or three or four different people dealing with all of these issues around the elections build up. So if you're interested in that, we have work groups forming and working now, and we'd like to continue and expand those, but there's an awful lot of work to be done. Just not enough people seem to be that much energized about it at the moment. But I will be in touch with you and hope that you will. Okay, thank you. Any questions on what's going on with the elections? I'll have a written report for the meeting in L.A., but that's just a rough outline of what we're doing at the moment. No questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Fighting. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, everyone. I believe that's a wrap, as they say in the industry, so I think let's go over to our other set location, the executive session. I know we're all tired, but please dial on over, and let's go ahead and spend some time, about an hour over there, okay, hour and a half maybe, all right? And thank you all for this evening, and our next open session will be for our new journal at the end of the month. So I look forward to seeing you all in person again, for most of you and whomever is new. So let's go over to executive session, please, okay? And let's try to be on there like in the next 5 minutes if we all could. All right? Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.